I'm thankful to be here with you all. Thank you. We're honored and privileged to be in this house and that you entrust us to stand in this sacred place, because it is a sacred place. It means so much to us. And good to have my aunt, Faye here, Rita, Teresa, and guys, y'all feed us too much up here. We eat, we come back, we got 15 more pounds on us before, we got enough stuff and we bring it up. But anyway, this is a brand new song. And I think it's in the spirit of what we're all trying to talk about. It's all about love. The last commandment that the Lord gave us before he left this world, that we love one another. And that's what we've got to do. So this is the gist of this song, and I hope this is a blessing to you.
Closer than a brother. Give honor to his blessed command that we love one another. That we love one another. Some rich folks live in finery, power over all they see. But gold can't buy salvation, truly can't love God and money too. Lord, glory to his holy name, he's closer than a brother. Give honor to his blessed command that we love one another. That we love one another. Your neighbor or your kin or the color of your brother's skin, and live a lie till you retire, but the truth will stand when the world's on fire. Oh, glory to his holy name, he's closer than a brother. Give honor to his blessed command that we love one another. That we love one another. Oh, glory to his holy name, he's closer than a brother. Give honor to his blessed command that we love one another, that we love one another.
If you don't know by now, we're mountain people. We was born, raised in the mountains of Southwest Virginia. And it's Appalachia, folks. Don't call it Appalachia. They'll jump all over you. You come down there. Call it Appalachia. If you're really hillbilly, call it Appalachia. Put the R at the end of it. We invite you to come down and be with us. We got lovely countryside. We got family comes down there all the time. Come down and visit the Brakes Interstate Park. Y'all will not miss, you miss it big time if you don't get to come and be with us on that. We want to welcome you to come and be in our home. Thank you for welcoming us in your home this evening. This is the words of this song.
Restless and weary of this heavy load, this old body is tired and longing for home. My burden so many, my Lord, he renewed. I've a mansion over yonder. Is waiting.
cheat and pray. War time is at hand, when all of God's children will see that fair land. A mansion is waiting, yes, for me.
How many of you were at the barn last night? My goodness. God bless you. I'm sorry you had to put up with us again. Is any of you following us over to the next church? Lord, help. Listen, family. They make medication for stuff like that. You'll get over it eventually. We'll go back to Virginia. I think we're going to sing. I'm trying to take orders from the pastor. And we're trying to learn how to do that. Down home, the pastor is the leader that we follow after, because he's got to follow the leadership of the Holy Ghost and follow God. And lesson number one in being a Christian, learn to follow your pastor.
Yeah.
He's looking out for you best he can.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say amen right there, brother. Amen. Heck, Paul. I give him a spot. Anyhow.
I feel that way.
I figured he'd have took a shouting right there. But anyhow, we'll sing this a cappella number here, and I think we did it last night. But we love the older songs, and we find some of these that we get the opportunity to do. And just thankful that God's blessed us with another opportunity to come up here. Maybe the last time we see you on this side. Do me a favor. If this was to be the last time we see you here, get saved. Come meet me in heaven. I'm going to be over there. Tough it out now. Tough it out later. Hopefully you'll have a glorified body. You'll be able to handle it a little bit better over there. But we want people to be saved and go to heaven. That's why we travel and do what we do. And we're all about the Lord.
Amen.
It's nothing about us. We're not good enough to say anything about, but He's good enough to say anything about. And we appreciate Him this morning. This old song here, He is mine and I'm His.
This is sung in the tradition that I raised up here, and this is Frank Faith.
God's amazing grace sent down from heaven, rescued me from death and from shame. Opened up my eyes and brought salvation. Now I'm His, praise His holy name. Now I know that He is mine, and I'm His forever. He is leading me along life's way. He'll be holding to my hand while I'm crossing this river. He will take the sting off death away. 'Tis so sweet to know I have Jesus with me. He will keep me from sin and from strife. He delivered me from condemnation. Now I have eternal life. Now I know that He is mine, and I'm His forever. He is leading me along life's way. He'll be holding to my hand while I'm crossing this river. He will take the sting of death away.
And it's
still hold today.
That it. Chris, come do. We'll get Chris to do one here right swiftly, like.
Family who had a lot of height, and the Lord gave me that song. Don't make no difference how big you are, how old, how young, short, tall, it doesn't make any difference. The Lord can reach you. And if you believe on Him and trust Him, He can save your soul. He said, I'll cast your sins as far as the east is from the west, never no more to be remembered. It's hard for me to try to forget all the bad things I've done in my life, but the Lord said that those sins will be cleansed through His Son, through His blood. We live in a day and time that the people don't want to hear about the blood. Even some Bibles, they took the word blood out of it because they figured it was not appropriate for the congregation. But if we take the blood out of it, we needed a sacrifice. We were in bad shape. And without a sacrifice, and it didn't take just anybody, it took something that was pure and holy, without fault, with no sin. And we all failed in that category. We couldn't do it. But the Lord Himself came and took upon Himself the punishment of the cross, that we could live and have life this morning. If we believe and trust in Him, look, we can have life this morning. Don't go out those doors back there lost. There's not a person in hell that that could point a finger at God and say, I'm here because of you. No, God has reached out more and more, showing his love in every way to prevent any soul. He said, it's not my will that any should perish, but that all should come to life. Listen, we can have life in him this morning if we believe. And who doesn't want a fresh start? There's been times in my life, boy, I'd just like to start over and do it again. Well, the Lord gave me a new start. As a 15-year-old boy, you think, well, you haven't done a whole lot up to 15 years old, but I'd done enough to realize I was lost in sin and needed a Savior. And we'll try this. Let's try this song. This is my testimony song. I believe we all should have a testimony in our lives of what the Lord has done for us. And this is mine. I got saved in a revival in a little place called Hurley, Virginia. And they had a... went down to the church house. I was lost and stepped in, and it packed out pretty quick. There wasn't a place to sit anywhere. The aisles were lined. And stepped out in the foyer, and it was full. I couldn't even stand out there. So I ended up outside the church house. And I stood out there and talked with a few friends, and while the service was going on, I could hear it inside. But this is just a story about that. And I thought, you know, well, there's not a place for me in God's house. But listen to this song. In a small town in Virginia, people gathered from all around the sea. A church that was having revival, but there wasn't much space left or seats. So I stood just outside the church house, and I talked with a few friends of mine, with not much thought for salvation. There's no shelter that can cover sin. I found the refuge there within. From on the outside, looking in. Dark to see, like a ship in search for the shoreline. I steered for the lighthouse to see, and as I gazed through the open window, a door stood just in front of me. So I made my way to the altar, and God reserved a place there for me. I'm on the outside, looking in. There's no shelter that can cover sin. I found the refuge there within. On the outside, looking in. On the outside, looking in. There's no shelter that can cover sin. I found the refuge there within. On the outside, I'm not on the outside anymore.
Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful, and he is faithful. I'm going to have the ushers come forward. The purple bags are the normal church offering. The baskets are going to be to bless these guys. They traveled a long way to come up here. They blessed us last night and today. And so the baskets are to bless them with their ministry. And I'm very appreciative that you guys made the trip. Thank you. If you will, we're going to pray. Father God, Lord, we thank you that you are good all the time. You are faithful all the time. And Lord, your promises are trustworthy and true. So Lord, we know that everything good comes from you. It comes from your hand. Everything we have is yours. And Lord, I pray that we just give back to you what is yours and do it in a way of worship and a way of praise to you. And I pray you'd bless the gift and use it exactly where you want it, for you, for your kingdom, and for your glory, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
There and get ready and we'll have church again. So there's only one other place that I've had church twice in one day in the morning, and that's in Shoto, Montana, a little place out west. And a lot of good memories of singing with my family, with my dad. So great to see young people. I'm glad he prayed that price for me. It still amazes me. Oh, how could it be that a man without sin could shed his blood to pay the ransom for the sake of all men? But he bore the scars, despising the shame, and he overcome death, hell and the grave. Oh, praise his dear name. And I'm glad. Oh, glory to God. His love set me free. Because of his grace.
dead, but praise the Lord, He paid it all. He paid it all.
I'm so glad He did. So many changes in the last 4 years. I have to wear these now. And I have a grandson now. And I'm so glad I have a grandson. Yeah, you clap. Welcome to the world, John Lucas Mullins. Now, he's got little long fingers, Pastor. Right now, he's busy shoving them in his mouth. This is as hard as he can go. He's got a pacifier on one side and them fingers on one. But they're banjo-picking fingers. The lady up here, she said, "Do you have a banjo player?" I said, "Not yet. We're working on it." Pray for our little family at home. And I love this little song right here. Think about it. Words of this message.
This song here come to me the first time we ever come up here to Mansfield to sing. And it took a couple years to finish it. Just thank God for the songs He's given me there. And I can't sit down and write a song. If the Lord don't give it to me, it ain't no good anyways. And that's how I write songs, when the Lord gives them to me. But long story short, it's good to be here with y'all. And used to live right not too far up the road. Sandusky, Ohio, but that's
thought
where
we
I
might
was,
leave him up here.
Yeah, that's where I was raised at first part of my life, and got family up there. I got family in Mansfield too there. I ain't seen them yet, but anyway, it's good to be with y'all. Hope this song be a blessing to you. Mansion over yonder.
Here that Scott wrote. I think he tries to get me to figure out if people's going to like them or not. I'll let you sing this one, Mike. I like singing some of his songs. They do all right, even if it is me singing them.
Even if it is.
But we appreciate you all again. Thank you for having us. Don't forget to pray for us. We've got 6 or so hours of travel, and we've got to be in the same vehicle together. I don't have any medication, although I will slip them some. But anyhow.
Except for the driver.
We'll leave the driver sober for a little while. We got him on a jerk chain.
Quick introduction to the group. Y'all, you ain't remembered it. I'm sure you don't remember the name. This is Mike Collins over here. Mullinses are preeminent, and
Dixon County and Russell County there. So Mike Mullins, this is my son John on bass over here. Thankful for him. Buddy Carrico, Daniel Carrico, newest member of the group, Christopher Jackson on a resonator guitar made out of a hubcap. Hey, you're home. You know, back home, you use what you got. You know, you put it together. So
it was hard finding somebody who was still a hubcap.
Yeah. You have to be clever about stuff like that. My name's Scott. Love every one of you. Appreciate you from the very bottom of your heart.
Got out there, come by and see us. We've got a few CDs and some shirts. I've got one little handmade string cross. If you want to buy that, we'll sell her to you. But we appreciate you all for having us. Thank you again, brother.